Luke, Lindsay, and Dusty. Got new Jack White music, and it's coming to us from the Muppets, of all places. He was on the season finale of the reboot of the Muppets. He's trying to play matchmaker for Kermit and Miss Piggy, and so he plays a song for them, and that is this one.
You are the sunshine of my life.
Ooh. Yeah.
Cover of Stevie Wonder.
Sounds good.
You are the apple of my eye. Yeah. Forever you'll stay in my heart.
I would really love to play this entire thing for you. I love every second of this.
Good. I love it.
That's great.
Though I've loved you for a million years.
And like, he gets into some like serious guitar and there's some serious horns. And he starts vocally riffing towards the end.
When I find myself drowning in my own tears.
Oh. Some white stripey stuff in there. Yeah. A little bit darkness. He makes it his own.
Yeah. I love it.
I download them both. You can get them on iTunes. There's one with kind of just him doing it, and then there's one where Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem are backing him up.
Ooh, and that one's a little funkier.
No. It's sort of the same thing. You've just got Muppets going, yeah, sunshine, yeah. Yeah, sunshine at the end.
Fun.
Everything Jack White does for me is fantastic. I just keep going back to Lazaretto as the greatest thing ever.
This is how I'm gonna do it.
Like, if your face wasn't melted off, like, listening to music for however long you've lived, this has completed the job for you.
It's just rock and roll. I love it.
Yeah, if it doesn't melt your face off, you don't have a face.
That's right.
You never had a face
in
the first place.
You have a face to start with.
The faceless people out there don't appreciate that song. Okay. Reason for Tom DeLonge's departure from Blink-182 has been revealed. Not really, but this is according to Travis Barker that he says that Tom wanted to soften the band's sound, and Travis and Mark were not on board.
I think Blink is like eternal youth. Mark and I personally never wanted to change, you know? Towards the last couple albums, it was like Tom was obsessed with U2 and wanted to sound like U2, and he wanted to basically record songs that sound like Coldplay. And for us, it was always like, Blink is Blink, man. We want to sound like Blink-182. I love Blink for what it is. So I think us both being in agreement that we love Blink and we love the sound of Blink.
Can't speak to the internal dimensions. I don't know what Tom was proposing musically or any of that stuff. But seems far-fetched that anything that he sang was going to sound like U2 or Coldplay.
Right.
Ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
This is, to refresh, because we probably haven't heard him in a while.
Where are you?
Hello.
And I'm so sorry. I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight.
Can you put that?
I need somebody and always.
I came along. I wrote a song for you, and it was called Yellow. Like, it's not gonna work.
Or you too. It's all right. It's all right. She moves in mysterious ways. Or maybe like how about, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Maybe they'd tackle some of the heavier stuff like,
and mothers, children, brothers, sisters, torn apart, Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like they're not flirting with being Coldplay or U2, so it's kind of
no matter what they do. Yeah.